Listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome to Teachings in the Air. Podcast with Jerry Oldman, coming to you from Hunkaminam territory with a podcast series about Indigenous men's health and wellness. We aim to inspire, motivate, and empower Indigenous men to be sound in mind, body, and spirit, because that's what health means.
Hey, oh, hey, yo, oh, hey, yo, oh, oh, hey, yo, oh, ah, 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 hey, yo, oh, hey, yo, oh, hey, yo, oh, hey, oh, hey, yo, oh, hey, yo, oh, oh, hey, yo, oh, ah. Ah, hey, oh, oh, hey, oh, oh, hey, oh.
That's when the ladies go out berry picking, and the guys pick berries for the people. Hello, this is Teachings in the Air with Jerry Oldman, coming to you from Brandon, Manitoba, the home of the Dakota, Anishinaabe, the Cree, the Oji Cree, Dene, and the Métis peoples, and all the ones that come here, you know, to be part of this land. Today, my podcast, I decided to call it From the Cradle to the Grave, part of the Indigenous Is series. A while back, I was called by UBC. To speak to future students and leaders in education. And I was so thrilled to be called to do that. I knew they'd been in existence, I think since 1974. And to me, that's about self-governance, to take control of education. So I answer the call when they call me because I'm so proud of that program. So proud that we have our people involved in education. They asked me to come up there to speak to them now on Zoom about Indigenous wellness, about leadership, you know, about methods of teaching. And I was just so happy to do that, to contribute to the work that they're doing. Because I'd think of the tremendous potential, because each of the teachers they train will train maybe thousands of students in their career, or be part of that at least. And plus, when I see them, I tell them I wish my granddaughters could see you, so they could step into the role too of being educators or administrators, people that give their life to the people. So I came to talk about wellness, about the active pursuit of making our mind, our body, and our spirits strong for the people, because that's an Indigenous way to give your life to the people, literally a life of service for the people. So I talked about some methods with them about, I believe I shared about how we talk to the baby as soon as we know it's in the mother. We start educating as indigenous people right then and there. As soon as we know the baby's in the mom, we start talking to that baby with teachings. My granny said when the baby's born, shortly after that, they put the baby in a basket, cedar root basket, strap that baby in. And they would call the elders together. And each elder would hold that baby and talk to the top of the head with teachings, with advice. And I asked my granny, why did they talk to the top of the head? She says, oh, because there's that crack on top of the head when we're a baby doesn't close up right away. So there's a direct deposit of knowledge into the baby. And I thought, how cool is that? You know, so I'm obviously totally in love with indigenous ways and believe we have a lot to offer to Canada about how to teach. We use storytelling. We have master carvers, healers, you know, we have everything. So I answered the call to go to NITEP. And they called me a few times. I went there when no COVID. And I see all these beautiful students from all over British Columbia. And the majority of them are life givers. I seen that when I went there. And it makes sense to me. The life givers are the first teachers of all humanity. They start talking to the baby, and as the baby starts to grow and toddle around, they teach them about danger and about goodness. And so they're teaching them. I seen that on the NITEP website that their symbol is the raven with the sun. In my language, when it's daybreak, we say Quiquilla. That means the raven's beak is opening and letting out the light. So I thought, this is so cool. NITEP is letting out the light of knowledge through the students, through the teachers. So that's my little introduction to this podcast, and I'm just so blessed and lucky today to have guests to come and share with us about education. And education actually means to lead. Educators lead students to knowledge, help them develop skills. And I'm just so glad to have my guests today, and they're all life givers. I asked them about who works for NITEP. And sure enough, I found out it's majority is life givers. They have one guy, I think, you know, and I wished he was here with us too today, but he's not. So anyway, so I just like to, I'm going to have a few questions for you, you know, and just answer them the best you can. And by all means, you know, you speak from the heart, which I know you're going to. And so I thought I'd, you know, ask you to introduce yourself and tell the audience why you chose NITEP. How did you get to be where you're at, you know, in your position? So I'm going to, because Tennille called me to this, I'm going to ask her to start off to introduce herself. And tell us about why you came to NITEP and what you do.
Thank you, Jerry. Masé in my language. My name is Tennille Shea. I am Dene from the Northwest Territories. Chicho, which is Dog Rib Ray, that's my band up north. And Irish on my father's side. I'm a guest currently on the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Squamish and Lil'wat peoples, away from our working territory of the home of the Musqueam peoples, where I'm also a guest. I grew up in the traditional Naha territory on the other side of BC. Very fortunate to be a guest on these territories. And I like to start off by acknowledging the territory that I'm on as a guest and to say thank you to these people for sharing these lands that we're able to benefit from. My journey started in education long ago, long before I was born, I'll say. Maybe that was my family whispering to my mother when I was in the formation process of education, as she was herself an educator and also an Indigenous educator such as myself. So I come from a long history of Indigenous education, and as luck would have it, graduating on the Treaty 6 territory from the University of Alberta in a Bachelor's of Education, I moved back to BC, where I'm from, to continue on my education journey. I was a teacher in the Shkwekmek area in Kamloops, Kamloops Thompson School District, before moving on and upwards to the other side of the province, officially to the unceded territories of the Musqueam people, and coming to UBC. So it's been a long journey and kind of a circle, I like to think of it, all around BC and Alberta, and Indigenous education. And NITEP is really unique. It really is, in that it really is dedicated and rooted in a holistic model, which I take great, I take it to heart, because the reason I was interested in my program as a young student in university, which was I chose a human ecology undergraduate degree, a Bachelor's of Science, which focuses on how to improve the lives of people. And I chose to partner that with my bachelor's degree in education. And I always had an innate ability. I need to help people. I just want to give back, which was, of course, transferred to me from my mom. That was how she lived her life. So the holistic model of human ecology is actually a circle. And that's what drew me to that undergraduate degree. And that's why I chose it. And if you look in NITEP, we have a holistic model. It's a circular model. It's a medicine wheel approach, and that's where my passion has always come from. So my path was always leading me to NITEP, even though I never knew it. So in a long-winded way, that's how I ended up in NITEP. And my dedication to Indigenous education led me to these beautiful people and these beautiful elders that I've gotten to know and got to share my time with. So I always say thank you, Masi, for that. And I'm currently continuing my journey, couldn't stop, I guess, in the master's program of Indigenous education as well. So hoping to just keep going and keep giving back to my people. So that's a little bit about me and my journey.
Okay, can we go on to Marnie C.M.?
Asiam Nasiaya, Wananu Ait, Iat, Homasquiumash, Anthemalni At, Homasquium. Thank you so much, Jerry, my respected elder. I'm Marnie Point, and I'm from the Musqueam Band here, where UBC actually sits on our unceded and traditional territory. I have to say, I came to NITEP because I saw it as a way to reach students that I was when I was in elementary school and my whole career in education. I didn't know it at the time, but I grew up as a dyslexic learner, and so I was always outside of the box, outside of the edge, we call it in education. And so when I found this program and what it talked to, it talked about reaching the heart and the gifts and bringing in the traditional holistic way of teaching. And to me, that spoke volumes, because I've always been Like you said, a life giver of six children, and I've always shared and taught. And then, of course, you end up teaching their friends and their friends' friends. And so I've always been someone to give and to teach and to share. And when I found out I could do that in a career choice, NITEP was the right answer and the right path for me to take. And it's something that we work hard on in NITEP, is to make sure that we nurture the gifts and the talents that are within the students that join, but they may not see them yet. So it's our job to, like you said, speak to their inner being through the head, through the knowledge. So so NITEP was a lifesaver for me. And it also allowed me to see that there's different ways to learn and teach. Aichka.
Aichka, see, I'm Marnie. I squall when se heals it. Oh, I was telling Marnie, because I can see her, my heart and mind is stronger. It's good. Because I'm connected to you and your relatives.
Yes, you are. We claim you.
Yes.
Did you know that's what CAA means? I know it's not like we use it for friends, but it's actually a cord that's wrapped tight together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're wrapped tight with us.
Okay, Jennifer.
Hi, Jerry. So nice to be here. Thank you. My name is Jennifer Anaquad, and I am from Treaty 4 territory in Saskatchewan. I'm Anishinaabe and Nahiu, and I currently reside on the unceded traditional territory, the Coquitlam, Catesy, and Kikite people. And I have been really blessed to be able to grow up here and to learn so many things. I have a long journey with NITEP. I lived in the States and moved around a lot and worked in ECE. And my grandfather who raised me was passing away, and so I moved back home. And I went back to school because I needed to kind of re-get my training here so I could work in ECE. And I went to Native Education College. And one of the teachers said, I think that you have greater things in store for you. You should apply to NITEP. And I said, well, what's that? So she explained, and I said, oh, you know, that sounds like a good idea. I couldn't really see the connection, but I knew that I needed to do something more. I was a mature student with a teenage daughter at the time. So I applied to NITEP, and that's really when I began my healing journey and found my place in the world. So I found this place where I belonged. Truly, like Marnie said, it saved my life. Marnie became a huge part of my life and mentor, and she was actually the first person in my life to tell me I was smart, and remembering that moment so clearly. And from there, I graduated from NITEP and knew that my journey wasn't quite done yet. I worked at the First Nations House of Learning as a host, and I would sit outside at the big desk as a host, and I said, I'm going to sit here until I have a job in NITEP. I'm not going anywhere until I have a job in NITEP. I went on to do my Master's of Education in Curriculum and Leadership, and now I'm working. I'm a PhD candidate in Curriculum and Pedagogy, but eventually I saw the opportunity to, there was a job posting, and I applied and became part of the NITEP team, so I was really able to continue that journey. But it's that need to want to nurture, but the desire and calling to give back to those students that don't see their gifts yet. So helping nurture those gifts and helping support the students and you know, making that time and those connections, even when it's not always easy. So we know not all students are ready to see that they have a gift, and those conversations and work can be difficult, but I've watched Marnie and all of the others nurture so many students along the way. It pushes me to keep going and to keep giving back. So that is a little bit about my journey.
Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, Joanna.
Namaste, Dr. Johanna Sam Setsida. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Johanna Sam. I'm with the Chilliwkote Nation of North Central BC, and I am currently living and working on the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people. And my journey is similar to the other ladies I work with. It was quite the long journey where I grew up with my grandparents and my mother, and they always encouraged me to continue in my schooling and always pushed me. If I didn't come home with an A, that wasn't good enough, so I always had to make sure I was on the honor roll or principal roll every year. And from there, I went into my bachelor's of science in psychology, but I did it in the north in Prince George so I could stay close to my family. But I had to move away from Prince George area and move south so I could actually finish off my graduate degree. And so I started my graduate studies at UBC, and I heard that there was an actual opening with NITEP in the Caribou Field Center, which is my home territory. So I was in my last final years of my PhD program, and I thought this would be a great way to reconnect with my community and give back and to support. And so I became the Caribou Field Center coordinator, and I didn't realize how big of a position this was because this was our first time in NITEP history delivering the full program in community. And then the added pressure, it was my home community at the same time. So that's what I've been doing. And I recently started a new position this January as the assistant professor in the Department of Educational and Counseling Psychology, Special Education. Basically the department with the longest name.
I'm so proud of all of you, you know, for your journey. And obviously you're very resilient. You know, and you bend but don't break, and you carry the grandmother's teachings. And that makes me so proud of you, you know, because I know that by going to NITEP, the students transform. I've been there, I've watched them, and I know some of them. I've met them later on in life. And, you know, that transformation from victim to be who you are and to live your gift, because we're all born with a gift. And many, that's why I'm so glad to have you and to see you, because we have a number of people that my language would say pilp, they're lost, and they need some inspiration, some motivation, and most of all, belief. You know, that you're a worthy person. You're lovable and capable. You know, because I had people like that for me. I grew up, after I left residential school, I hit what they call the dark road or the black road, you know, and stayed on there until I found my way out of there. And it was with the help of people with knowledge, which NITEP is all about. Knowledge. How to absorb it and how to reflect it. And that's what the students are going to be doing. I'd like you to share in your mind for Indigenous students, as well as teacher students, the ones that are going to be teachers. What in your view do you see that's missing for them? And what will work for them? And some of you already shared your own personal experience, but I know you've seen students now, NITEP students. And got a handle, too, on our children. Remember, the podcast is called From the Cradle to the Grave, because we're students all our life. We can learn every day of our life. If we open our ears and our eyes, we can do that. So I'll circle back to Tennille, and if you can reflect on what you think's missing for students in general, and what in your mind works for them to bring them into the light.
Something that I've reflected on quite heavily just being in my master's program, actually, and something that I hope to maybe even pursue on at the doctorate level is this specific topic. What's really missing for me is, and what's missing in our literature but is known in the hearts of Indigenous people, is the requirement and access to holistic health supports. So it's the access to elders in our programs, the access to cultural wellness and health. And that's why I'm always so happy to see you, Jerry, and always so happy to see you talk to our students, because you give that support to our students every time we ask you to come, and you share with our students the importance of holistic health and well-being and cultural well-being for our students, because we have students in our program that, like Jennifer did, didn't believe in themselves or don't believe in themselves because they haven't heard from someone that they're capable. They haven't heard from people that they can do it. They're told and they're believe that they're not capable, and they are. And that there's another way that we can show them. We can show them by giving them the supports that they need, by putting in place the conversations with elders, the supports. So that's why I really cherish NITEP so much for having a holistic health model and focusing so much on the support for our NITEP students to be able to connect them to elders, because there's lots of students that go through the experience of not having any access to their culture growing up because they've been removed from it. So education can be healing when we give them that support. It's healing for students that are taken away from their communities to come for education. It gives them that support. So for me, it's the support of cultural health and wellness for our students that's been missing. It's missing from the literature as a defined pillar of education for our students. And it's my firm belief that if we were able to establish this as a pillar in education, we would have more Indigenous education scholars. We'd have more Indigenous education doctors. We'd have more success of our people. So that's my answer.
Thank you, Tennille. Marnie.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tennille. Just to build on that, I think that, like, when I first deal with my NITEP students, I've been teaching at NITEP since 2005, and when I look at them and I see them feeling overwhelmed or feeling maybe less than, I have to tell them, like, look at you. Look at where you are. You're registered at UBC, one of the most prestigious universities in the world, and look how far you've come. And you can see them and, like, start to say, you are a pre-service teacher, you're in a career path, like, to really start to let them see where they are and what they're doing to that point. And then the other side of the coin is to tell them they have brought gifts, they have talents, and they don't have to let go of grandma's teachings, of the stories that they've heard all their life, that they can bring those and weave them together with the world of academia and what we're, you know, they have to get their core credits, they have to get the electives, but that doesn't mean that they have to let go of who they are and what they've been taught to that point. And so how we teach them to, you know, like, shine that light that the raven brought the sun into the education, into the world that they're living in and walking in, and how they in turn are going to be able to give that to their future students. And so that we're going to have these people, Chief Dan George said it in his Confederation Lament, like, that we're going to take our rightful place in society and stand up strong with the white man's education, those tools of success. And it's just, it's all that beautiful weaving that we see. I see your star blanket behind you and how it fingers out. And so that with our education, we shine that light out and we can bring students, young students, future students, into the light of education with our life